I wanted to quickly recap just a little bit on what Pastor talked about last week, because I really feel there's a total connection that's about to take place. And put my glasses on. I'm not the youthful man that I used to be. So I carry two pairs of glasses just in case I leave one at home. So, I thank God that I still can see, you know.
Amen.
Open eyes.
That's right. Real quickly, Pastor spoke on two substances, our time and our money. And then he, you know, spoke and said that we should love God and our neighbors, first and foremost. We should love God with our whole heart and just enjoy everything else.
So,
you know, enjoy your Corvette or your Mercedes-Benz. Enjoy your house, your boat, your finances. But, you know, continue to keep God first. And that's a powerful lesson because people sometimes tend to put other things in place of God. About 2 a.m. last night, I just happened to be browsing across some YouTubes. Yeah, I was up at 2 a.m. And, you know, it was this musician that I met about 15 years ago named Ben Tankard. And he was in Creflo Dollar's church, and he was preaching. I didn't know he preached, but he was preaching on how music is a blessing to people. But in his preaching, he talked about things like time and money. And he talked about things like putting money first over God and how it affected his life. He gave a full-blown testimonial. And you know, I remember when I met him, part of what he was talking about is being a millionaire. And at that time, I was like, oh, you know, you're boasting. But hear him ministering and saying that, yeah, at one point in time, he was ashamed to be in the, you know, he went on a conference and they put him in the Super 8 instead of the Hilton because they ran out of rooms. And he was ashamed because these little kids were standing in front of him saying, you lying, you lying. And then all of a sudden he said, what are you talking about? My friend said that you staying in the Super 8. And he says, but he had to deal with that thing so that he can get to his next level. Because he was so worried about himself, so full of himself that he couldn't receive any more blessings. And he didn't even realize it. He didn't even realize that was what was going on until two little kids, he said, was standing there waiting on an autograph, and they had to tell him. And so I thank God for that, because once again, what I have this morning, I really truly believe that this is the date that God appointed for this word. I have a question. It's a simple question. I know the audience that I'm standing before. Do we all really love God? Amen. You know, word says we should love God with our whole heart. And I know that we do. That's why I know this word today is for all of us. And God was speaking to me, and he says, I want you to do a praise and worship service. We're going to praise his name. We're going to lift him up. Before we do that, though, he gave me some scripture. And amazingly enough, it's nice for the speaker to read scripture. But when we all come together on one accord and read it together, you talk about some power. See, because God wants this thing for all of us.
Amen.
You know, I remember sitting in class and the teacher speaking to me. And even if it was something important, in most cases, I had to go back and read it again. Well, what God showed me is the reading of today is the reading for all of us.
Amen.
That is already in your spirit as well as mine.
Right.
When we walk out of this place, we're going to be different.
Amen.
you know, people this week, I had several people say, Pastor Archie, that's a beautiful thing. God loves you. And I said, well, God knows me. And if I'm a peculiar person now, I'm going with his flow 100%. I'm going to be real peculiar. And so today we will be on one accord. I'm looking at the weather change. I'm looking at the seasons change. So this is the day that God showed me that our season is going to change too. That whatever blessings somebody may have been waiting on, whatever healing they might not think is happening fast enough, once they finish praising him today, ain't going to be no doubt he's going to make it happen right away. So I just thank God for that. So what I want to do, saints, is I know everybody got a Bible, or everybody at least have someone they can share with. And I'm going to go over some scripture that God gave me before we move forward into his praise, into his worship. And I just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with Psalms 145. And, you know, I pulled this down from the 21st century King James Version, so there may be a few words that are not exact as in your Bible, but if we would all join in and I'll read as you read, as the church reads. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall thy mighty acts. Yes, O Lord. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy fearsome acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over all his works. Yes, Lord. And they work, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk to thy power, to make known the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all of those that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear thy cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all of them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all the flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So much power, so much truth. So much truth and so much power. The next scripture reading is coming from Psalms 146. And in searching and seeking God, when he made it just plain and simple, I said, that's just so awesome, God. Because one of the things that I was looking for is in the word, well, how often does it even mention praising him? It's so many times that I couldn't calculate it. And it was so many great scripture on praising and lifting him up. Because you know what? He put us above all high nations. And so we have to praise him. So in Psalms 146, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath go forth, he returneth to his earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, who keepeth his truth forever, who executeth judgment for the oppressed, who giveth food for the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth righteousness. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He revealeth the fear of the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. 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 He already gave me 100 reasons why I just want to praise him. Turn to Psalms 92 and 1. All right, and it reads, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to shew forth thy love kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp of Solomon. And we can stop there. That's, I looked up psaltery, and I was looking for something else, but it's an instrument that we play with our fingers. And when I was listening to, Ben Tanker's music, I said, he has anointed fingers. The spirit was just in his music. And some of it doesn't even sound like gospel, but he plays that psaltery, even though it's today's piano in a lot of ways. But it just sounds so sweet to your ears. It's totally the sound of the heavenly spirit. Turn to 134 in Psalm. I was just thinking of all the ways that God just in his word shows us to praise him. And so that's why I came up and I cut it in half. I had so many nice scriptures. and 134 reads, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion. Amen, amen. And then this last scripture is from 135 in Psalms, and I'm only going to read 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to praise the Lord, because this day God has ordained for such worship. And, you know, I just thank God for the house that he has built. And I think in times when I was a kid and my grandmother used to tell stories about people who got stoned for praising and worshiping. I just remember all of those little stories, and she would tell me, and I'd be so scared, you know, but it had a reverse effect. She's like, so make sure you don't let history repeat itself. You praise him and all you're doing. And it was so profound when that came to me. I said, oh, wow. You know, we remember things and we remember what's important. And, you know, with Pastor saying that God and our neighbors are first and foremost, and it should be first and foremost in what we do. And I said, wow, well, what happens when you praise him, because you know that, and you praise him in all that you do? Thank you. Thank you. On one accord.
Amen.
Great blessings abound.
Amen.
Saints, we're going to stand up right now, and we're going to praise him. We're going to get in his holy presence. As we praise him, I would ask everybody that has any loved ones, any personal problems or issues that they want God to deliver them from, this is the time to ask that thing. If there's bondage in some family member's life, extend your thoughts past you, beyond you.
Yeah.
We're not a selfish worshipers. And so anything and anybody that you know that need Jesus right now, as we praise and as your thoughts go through your mind on these individuals and their families and their loved ones, God is going to make that thing change. And so if you don't mind standing up.
Mm-hmm.